Devin DeSantis is at the Marriott Lincolnshire Theater, and he's walking around with an amazing Technicolor dream coat, appearing in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor dream coat. Devin, do you really have one of those?
I do not personally own one, though I have two of them now at the theater, and I'm kind of hoping they'll let me walk away with one. We'll see.
I hope so. You know, I could see you just walking down the street with that, and it is an amazing Technicolor dream coat. I want to talk about that show, but first, I want to talk about you. By the way, the show is great. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here talking to me. It is through March 30th at the Marriott Lincolnshire Theater. But you've been in everything from Les Mis to Young Frankenstein to The Little Mermaid, but what I want to ask you about are the Rockettes.
Oh, sure. Happy to talk about the Rockettes.
Well, yes. You need to explain that because you don't sound like a Rockette. Aren't they all women?
No.
Really?
No, I don't look like a Rockette either.
No.
No, I was one of the singers in their Christmas spectacular back in New York at Radio City Music Hall for 4 years.
One
of my absolute favorite jobs I've ever done, to be honest.
What was that like, performing at the Radio City Music Hall in this show that's been around for decades and decades?
It was incredible. I mean, it's 6,000 seats, and we do, you know, there are six shows a day. They have several casts, so I was not in every one of those shows. But, it's the best time to be in New York, right? I mean, during the holidays at that incredible hall, and to do just such an iconic show, I had a blast. It was a really fantastic job.
So you need to explain. So if you weren't one of the women that are kicking their legs up higher in the air than the Empire State Building, I think, then what did you do in that show? You sang, you said?
Well, have you ever seen the show before?
No. Sorry.
I really encourage you and anyone listening to this to go check it out when they have a chance. So they have the Rockettes, of course, and then they have a troupe of dancers and a small troupe of singers. There are six singers and, of course, Santa Claus and a few actors as well. But so along with the Rockettes, you've got some incredible dancers doing some beautiful stuff. And us singers probably have the lightest load to carry when it comes to that show. I believe we timed it once. Maybe it's 13 minutes on stage throughout a one-hour show, but still, such a blast. Just Christmas music and standing up there on that stage. It's amazing.
Maybe you can get me a gig in the show, not as Santa Claus, but one of his elves, if he has them.
There you go. Yeah, why not? I'll see what I can do.
Thank you. So I want to talk about Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Do you think this show, besides being pure escapism. And by the way, Caitlin Davis, who's the narrator, who last played Carol King at the very same theater. Yeah, beautifully, I agree.
No pun intended.
And and the name of the show is Beautiful, of course. And Lorenzo Rush, who plays a rock and roll pharaoh, kind of steal the show. But do you think this show has any relevance or meaning, aside from the fun music and just the fun time that you are going to have seeing this show?
Well, absolutely. Well, that is half of the point of theater, in my opinion, right? We want to escape from the crazy world and anything that's going on. We like to take people away for a few hours. So it does just that with all the music and the colors, and it doesn't stop. It just goes on and on. This ensemble is insane. But our incredible director, Amber Mack, came up with a new concept for this show. She was trying to decide why do we tell this show in 2025? And I think she came up with a beautiful idea, which is to sort of bookend it with this idea that a mother and a father, Joseph and the narrator, are telling their kid a bedtime story or putting their kid to bed. And that is what we do. We sort of start the show as ourselves, as parents, telling our kids this sort of fantastical story and then leave her to go to bed and she starts dreaming and then we have our show. So we needed a reason to tell it. You don't want to just do the same old Joseph over and over again. People have seen it a million times and they have told us they have seen it a million times. But I also think that they really enjoy what we've done with our show. It's sort of helps them see it in a new light, giving them a reason to see it again.
You know, the great thing about Chicago theater is that it is so great. I mean, this is not your typical suburbia theater performance that is fine, you know. But, I mean, these are professionals, and I don't – I'm almost afraid. In fact, I am afraid. I will not – I'll leave it up to you if you want to reveal, but there's a couple of points in the show where it's like, wow, that happened, and that can happen on Broadway. But no, it's happening in Lincolnshire.
Correct. Yeah, no, I don't think you'd be giving anything away by saying something like that. I mean, that's the truth. I think this, I think a lot of people who exist and live and work in this Chicago theater community, which I have been lucky enough to be a part of for decades now, we would all say the same thing. Broadway, sure, it's what people understand and know to be the sort of the pinnacle, the top of theater. But I think those of us working in the business know full well that that's not all entirely true. It's just a place. It's a location where you can go to see good theater. But there is just as good theater happening all over this country, and specifically right here in Chicago. I mean, you've got some top-notch, stellar actors doing incredible work that I even venture to say you might not always find on Broadway.
So here's a question I could ask, and that because I like to people, you go see the show, and then what is the what is the actor really thinking? What is the actor really feeling? So what is the song that you hate to sing? No, I won't ask that. But what is the song? What is the song that you love performing more than any other in the show?
Oh, well, I mean, I'd be hard-pressed not to say Close Every Door. You know, the song that I think most people going to see Joseph, who loved Donny Osmond back in the day, you know, that is his big song. So it is a treat to stand up on that stage by myself in a tiny little square of light and just sing a song that so many people know so well. And it's kind of the one point that sort of veers away from the rest of the show, which is all fun and happy dancing, colored, you know, all kinds of different genres of music. So I do like Close Every Door. But then I also have to say we have a blast of a mega mix at the end of the show where we pretty much do all the songs in succession really fast for about 9 minutes. And it's super fun to do. It's a great way to end every single show.
Oh, that is just, it is super fun. And the audience up on their feet, applauding, just having a good time, seeing Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. It's at the Drury Lane Theater. No, it's not. It's at the Marriott Theater. Oh, my gosh. Ooh. I know. It's at the Marriott Theater. That is in Lincolnshire. Unless you've moved, it's in Lincolnshire.
Nope, that's it.
That's it through March 30th. Devin DeSantis, thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. It was a pleasure.